Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Do you let go of clutter, but then at no time it's back to the way it was? Do your books on releasing clutter and getting organized collect dust on a shelf? Do you know you need to dig deeper on releasing clutter, but keep getting stuck? Our Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, Releasing and Affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Hey everyone, for most of my listeners, it's fall. If you're here in the Southeast, it's probably still summer most days. With the changes from summer to fall, now might be a good time to re-examine your routines. It's easy to get stuck in a rut with routines and dread doing them, or procrastinating, or not doing them at all. That just creates more mental clutter and stress. Today I'm going to talk about rethinking your to-do list. After working with my coach and mentor, I made a change in how I tackle both my personal and professional list. It has had a huge impact and I wanted to share. Before I was really regimented and had to do A, B, and C in that order, regardless of how I felt or what was going on. It fit my personality, how I was taught, and how many people in the business world operate. I now use a big notebook where I write down all the items I must do each week. Each morning, I ask myself, what do I need to do today? What would I choose to do today? I then listen. Each day, I can be in the flow, and I'm happier because I'm in the present moment more, listening to myself at the deepest levels. I do a lot of writing and creating in my work, this podcast, my classes, my workbooks, and more. When I'm able to come from a place of where I'm inspired to do it, I get a better product than when I'm coming from just another thing to cross off on my to-do list. Wouldn't you agree? I get my hair did today, as they say in the South. I went to the dentist. I'm feeling good. This is a great time to be recording podcasts. Even if we aren't aware of it, most times we can pick up on the energy of what people are feeling. We are attracted to what feels good. Just like if you were going to walk into a very cluttered room, you feel the energy of the clutter. And when you walk into a room that's uncluttered, you can feel that. It's the same with our words and the intention that we put out. Now, being in flow is fun, but it's also not realistic. I need to schedule clients, interviews, and events, so I can't do this 24/7. What has happened, though, with a regular practice is that I'm able to do this more and more, and what needs to be scheduled flows together a lot more easily. The key is staying fluid, and when you have the flexibility to ask what needs to be done, you honor that. If you practice this regularly, you'll find you're getting more work done in less time, and you're much less stressed about it. I also recently suggested to a client a variation on this, as she didn't think my method would work for her. So here's what I suggested. She has a big calendar and has created magnets. You could also use colored paper. I don't recommend stickies or post-its because those tend to fall off very easily. Maybe put masking tape or something that will help. She has labeled all of her magnets with various tasks that she needs to do. Social media, website, exercise, self-care, etc. Each block represents 30 minutes. Each day after she wakes up, she maps out her day with the blocks in an order that she thinks will work. If something needs to change, she can easily move them on her schedule without getting stressed out about it. There is more structure to this than how I do my schedule, but there's also flexibility. So if you're looking for a new way to do your to-do list, I'm going to encourage you to give this a try. I always recommend trying something for a couple of weeks to see if it works. This might not be for you, and that's okay. I would still encourage you to Google, read, learn about more different time management and scheduling techniques and ways to tackle your to-do list. If you're feeling stuck or in a rut, now's the time to try something different. So here's an exercise. One day this week, sit quietly and ask yourself what you feel like doing today. If it's on your to-do list, great. If not, that's okay too. Honor what your gut and intuition is telling you and see if that enables you to be more productive. All right, everyone, let's go on and tackle some to-do lists and go out, clear some clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique Clutter-Free Living Mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.